For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. The Trump administration on Thursday proposed to streamline Head Start regulations for class sizes, teacher qualifications, and other standards. Officials say the changes will cut red tape and give local programs more control over how they're run. But Melanie Cultural, the executive director of Head Start California, says deregulation might weaken the quality of the early childhood education program.
Head Start has always been the gold standard in this type of program, and it's more highly regulated because it is so unique and because it does so many different things.
She says Head Start has higher standards than other childcare programs in the state because it provides healthcare checks, nutritious meals, and other anti-poverty services for the most vulnerable children. The public has 60 days to comment on the proposed rule changes. Proposition 38 on the November ballot would provide nearly $8.5 billion for immunology research. That could boost efforts to find cures for cancer, heart disease, and Alzheimer's. But new reporting from our partner, CalMatters, has found if the measure passes, it would designate half of those billions to just one research institute. CalMatters reporter Michael Zinstein reports.
If Prop 38 passes, $4 billion would be allocated to one unnamed institute that must meet very specific criteria. The facility must focus on immunology and immunotherapy research and be affiliated with a University of California campus with a medical center that serves more than 3.5 million patients, as well as other terms. Right now, there appears to be only one research facility in the state that meets these criteria, the California Institute for Immunology and Immunotherapy, based in a UCLA research park. And that's not all. The co-founder of this institute is billionaire Gary K. Michelson, who's also the primary backer of Prop 38. Sarah Hill is a professor of political science at Cal State Fullerton who studies California's ballot process.
It is very clearly designed to support a specific nonprofit, the way everything is structured and stated.
The measure skeptics also wonder whether it's fair to commit so much money to just one institute in a state like California that has so many world-class medical researchers.
That was CalMatters reporter Michael Zinstein. In an email response to CalMatters, a spokesperson for the Yes on 38 campaign wrote, quote, "We wrote the measure to ensure a highly qualified nonprofit could receive funding. We can't speak to the specific institutes that may or may not qualify across California." A federal contract that pays legal groups across the country to represent unaccompanied children in immigrant court expired last week. And the organization managing that network says this puts more than 20,000 minors at risk of going unrepresented. California Democratic Assembly member Maggie Krell of Sacramento is a former prosecutor and sent an open letter to the Trump administration about this issue. Krell says some minors are victims of trafficking and abuse, and these protections have been in place for years.
We want them to stop deporting crime victims who have U and T visas pending, and also stop targeting vulnerable children and stripping them of legal protections.
Other signatories include the district attorneys for San Joaquin, Sutter, and Glenn counties, along with other current and former prosecutors. The Department of Health and Human Services says the safety and well-being of all children in its custody remains a priority. But HHS says the government has, quote, every right to know which children in its custody are receiving the legal representation that the American taxpayer is paying for. The South Coast Air Quality Management District Board has approved a modified abatement order requiring Lineage Logistics to implement additional odor control measures during the ongoing cleanup of its burned-out cold storage warehouse in Boyle Heights. The order outlines a total of 90 conditions and stipulates that Lineage will continue working a minimum of 8.8 million pounds of food waste per week. They're also ordered to use odor neutralizers immediately on exposed materials and maintain negative air pressure and filtration systems. And that was it for today's Midday News Report. Donate to our growing newsroom at kvcr.org or at 877-512-8843. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.